This is Tom Arms with the LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week being the 5th of February. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Another U.S. government shutdown looms. Next Thursday, Congress faces a new deadline to yet again try to pass a spending bill. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a Latin American tour to discuss immigration, NAFTA, and drugs. Mexico holds trade talks with the EU on Monday amidst reports that the two sides are on the brink of a free trade agreement. Vice President Mike Pence is at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics on Friday before flying to Seoul and Tokyo for talks on North Korea. North Korea is planning a show of resolve with a military parade on Thursday to mark the anniversary of the creation of its army. U.S. diplomats will also use the Olympics as a forum to discuss sanctions against North Korea. Russian President Putin gives his annual address to the Russian parliament on Tuesday. Putin's main focus will be on future plans, that is, after he wins the March election. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visits California and Chicago from Wednesday to Saturday in an attempt to revive the NAFTA talks. Turkish President Erdogan is in the Vatican on Monday. He wants Pope Francis to make a stand against President Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Northern Ireland is having a political change next week. On Saturday, after 30 years, Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams is resigning to be replaced by Mary Lou MacDonald. And finally, dust off your samba dancing shoes. It is Mardi Gras in Rio. The party starts on Friday and is full blast non-stop until the 13th of February. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis for the week being the 5th of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Another U.S. government shutdown looms. Next Thursday, Congress faces a new deadline to yet again try to pass a spending bill. Clashes over Dreamers and the wall threaten to bring the government to a halt again. Immigration will be a major topic for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's Latin American tour to Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. Other topics are NAFTA, drugs, and the forthcoming Summit of the Americas. Mexico also holds trade talks with the EU on Monday. Recently, the Mexican Deputy Economy Minister said that there would be an EU-Mexico free trade agreement within weeks. Vice President Mike Pence is at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics on Friday before flying to Seoul and Tokyo to pledge unwavering American support against North Korea. North Korea is planning its own show of resolve with a military parade on Thursday to mark the anniversary of the creation of its army. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will also be at the Olympic opening ceremony before talks in Seoul about compensation for Korean sex slaves during World War II. South Korean President Moon says a 2015 agreement on the issue was flawed. U.S. diplomats will also use the Olympics as a forum to meet their Russian counterparts for talks on sanctions against North Korea. Putin says Russia has gone as far as it can on reducing oil exports. Russian President Putin gives his annual address to the Russian parliament on Tuesday. Putin's main focus will be on future plans, that is, after he wins the March election. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visits California and Chicago from Wednesday through to Saturday. The visit is designed to jumpstart the stalled NAFTA talks by stressing the strong ties between the U.S. and Canada. Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan is in the Vatican on Monday. He wants to press Pope Francis to make a stand against President Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. The Pope will doubtless use the occasion to press Erdogan to curtail his efforts to wipe out the Kurds in Syria and elsewhere. South Africa's Jacob Zuma may or may not give his State of the Nation address to Parliament on Thursday. Yet another attempt to impeach Zuma on corruption charges has been tabled in Parliament, and his opponents hope it will force his resignation before the annual address. Northern Ireland is also having a political change next week. On Saturday, after 30 years, Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams is resigning to be replaced by Mary Lou MacDonald. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for viewpoints around the world with myself and Lockwood Phillips.